Earth, Sky.
Today, Jay Zwolle, a glaciologist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, talks about the progress of melting in a large glacier at the western edge of Greenland.
Well, the Jakobshavn Glacier is interesting because of what's happened to it, and also because it's the largest outlet glacier in Greenland. It discharges about 5% of the ice that leaves the Greenland ice sheet.
Zwolle said part of this glacier used to extend into the sea and float on seawater.
This is called an ice tongue. And at the end of the ice tongue, the ice calves off into large, very large icebergs. And it's believed that maybe the iceberg that sank the Titanic came from this glacier.
He said the ocean has gotten warmer in recent years.
And as the temperatures were warming, the floating part started to thin. And as it got thinner, it could no longer stay in place there, and it disappeared over a period of about 8 years. Now, the importance of this is that when this floating part went away, it allowed the ice behind it from the ice sheet to start flowing faster. And the speed doubled in a period of about 5 years or so.
Zwolle said Greenland's melting ice is likely to contribute a significant amount to sea level rise over the next 100 years. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.